Now let's lead off with how school districts are preparing for a potential coronavirus outbreak. As Eric Stock reports, the state school superintendent is telling school districts to prepare to teach those kids from home.
District 87 in Bloomington started e-learning days for bad weather last school year, but Superintendent Barry Riley says the district and its teachers would need to develop long-term lesson plans.
It's not something that we have really prepared to do for a long, extended period of time. That's really not what we have planned for when it comes to e-learning days.
Riley says e-learning for an extended period of time poses additional challenges for elementary students because it's less web-based and requires the help of a parent or supervisor. Olympia Superintendent Andrew Wise says e-learning has worked well in his Stanford-based district, except for the 10% of students who lack reliable internet at home.
The one challenge we have in terms of our e-learning is for our rural students who don't have internet connectivity. We do have hotspots that they're able to check out so they can have internet connectivity.
But Wise says he's not sure the district would have enough Wi-Fi cards for everyone who might need one. Unit 5 Superintendent Mark Daniel says the Normal-based school district is playing catch-up as it prepares to implement e-learning.
We're at the very beginning steps. Those steps are, what are other districts doing? Let's look at those processes. Hopefully learn from some of the beginning woes that they may have had so we can avoid those beginning woes.
Daniel says Unit 5 has resisted digital learning because of the challenges in accommodating special needs students and the district's large percentage of students who rely on breakfast and lunch that the schools serve. And schools can't turn away a student unless they are showing symptoms of the coronavirus. District 87 has one grade school student currently in Italy. Superintendent Riley is asking the family to self-quarantine for a week and come back after spring break. For the leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.